And hello, Tara DeLandgraf with you on this Tuesday lunchtime. So glad you could join me. A new Australian warning system for hazards such as bushfire, flood, storm, cyclone, extreme heat and severe weather was launched the weekend. But so far, WA hasn't signed up. The national system has been designed to help Australians be better prepared for disasters and has come about as a result of the recommendations of the Royal Commission into National Natural Disaster Arrangements. Dave Gossage is the president of Bushfire Volunteers WA and he says he's chuffed that the new national system's been launched, but he is disappointed it won't be rolled out in WA just yet.
Yeah, it's something the Bushfire Volunteers, WA, have been working with the states and AFAC for many years to get streamlining because WA, like the other states, have transient populations. And as such, if you have mixed messages in each state, people get confused and don't necessarily understand what the messages are because depending on which state they come from, if it's different. If they're in WA and something happens in WA and they've come from Victoria and the messaging is different, they think, oh, it doesn't apply to them. And that's why this emergency warning messaging, it's critical. And it's a bit like your danger ratings as well is the other element to this that we've been working on. And certainly want to see some streamlining in those messages as well, because certainly surveys that we've undertaken with AFAC in the research hub that has shown that people are confused with so many different levels of warnings and also fire ratings as well.
So can you explain to us, Dave, what the new system looks like?
So basically you'll see symbology. That's the symbols you'll see on apps, on websites, and everything has been streamlined. So it's a common symbol and a colour. So you've got your three colours, yellow, you know, so if I relate to this time of year being fire, your yellow triangle with the fire flame in it is advice. The orange triangle with the flame in it is watch and act. And then the red triangle with the flame in it is emergency warning, which is your highest level. And so if you apply that to cyclone, flood and also heat, you know, heat wave, it'll be, you know, very consistent there. There's also ones for severe storm and just general advice ones as well. So all in all, we've got six new categories or six streamlined categories now of symbology, but the warning levels are colour coding are all the same, no matter what the emergency relates to on the day.
Do you think it could become a little bit, I suppose, confusing for those states who are adopting it?
No, not really. You know, yellow is like a road sign. It pricks your eyes up to say, well, what's warning me of? Orange, it's starting to get a bit more serious, so I better have a look. And red, well, red, everyone knows, like red rag to a bull. It's the worst you can get. So I think, and everything being in a triangle, no matter what the emergency, you know, is, or it makes it a lot easier for people to understand that. Getting it down to three, it makes it easier for people to understand because we've found with various different researchers over the last few decades that people's ability when they're under extreme duress to understand things is very limited, and so it's important you keep it to, you know, perfectly your three different colours, and people generally relate to that and the same symbol as well.
Because I suppose we're heading into that time of year where people do want to take holidays and some of the borders are coming down, some have been going back up again as well, but obviously a lot more travellers from around Australia are coming into Western Australia. Do you think it will help? It will be a help to your volunteers to have that same system across the nation?
Absolutely. It's certainly with our community education that Bushfire Volunteers do across WA, having that one standardised set it really makes it easier to communicate that message to all the residents and people, especially transient people who come out of the metro area to the country regions and don't understand, you know, for example, what fire can do.
So what happens from here, Dave? I mean, when will we start to see these symbols appearing?
According to the information that's been released, it looks like all states except for Western Australia have adopted it as of now. So based on that release, with the exception of Western Australia, every other state and jurisdiction in Australia has adopted it now already. So just can't see why WA's chosen to not adopt it at this stage when they've been a part of the whole process.
Yeah, as you say, you have had a lot of input into this. It must be disappointing.
Yeah, and I really can't put my finger into why. Most probably politics. There's an election coming, isn't there?
As you say, it is that time of year where we are seeing bushfires. It's been quite a busy weekend for volunteers.
Yeah, certainly across WA. We've had quite a few large incidents and virtually from all corners of the southwest, from virtually if you did a line sort of Esperance, Cowal, north of Geraldton, all the way down to the coast, down in the Great Southern. Certainly fires have popped up everywhere. Some have been accidental and some have been by Mother Nature, and there's been, you know, we've seen one person being charged for lighting a fire. So it's a good mix of activities across WA, which no doubt the bushfire volunteers and other volunteers are quite busy attending to as we speak. Just a big shout out to all the volunteers out there who worked over the Christmas New Year break, and thank them for their services. It's been a wonderful effort and kept everything under control so we could enjoy our festive season. So thank you.
That's Dave Gossage from Bushfire Volunteers WA. And we'd love to know your thoughts. Are you welcoming this new Australian warning system for hazards such as bushfire, flood, storm, cyclone, extreme heat and severe weather? Let us know on 0448 922 604. And we have contacted the Minister for Emergency Services for some clarification on the introduction of that new system into WA. His office directed us to DFES. In a written statement this morning, the Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem has said,
"The Department of Fire and Emergency Services, DFES, is committed to implementing the new framework as soon as adequate community education activities have occurred. Implementation activities have begun and will continue throughout 2021, including changes to technology, training and education, and DFES's involvement in national implementation committees. DFES is responsible for a range of diverse hazards, including cyclone, bushfire, storm and flood, and ensuring the community has a sound understanding of the new system is critical to our ability to keep Western Australia safe, no matter which hazards they face. Western Australia accounts for nearly one-third of Australia's landmass and can experience simultaneous emergencies from the north to the south, and has a well-established and understood warning system in place. For example, the cyclone warning system and its colours to identify their level of risk and the actions they need to take to stay safe. Similarly, industry and local governments make important decisions based on the cyclone warning system, so making such a significant change is not a simple task. The implementation must be rolled out in a way that is well considered and easy to understand, whether you find yourself in a cyclone, bushfire, or other hazard. It's important we do not risk the safety of West Australians by rushing the implementation of the new system without proper education and engagement with stakeholders. The safety of our community, emergency service volunteers and staff is imperative. The change to the bushfire warning system will be minimal for Western Australia, as DFES's warning levels are already consistent with the national framework. However, there may be changes to the wording and structure of the warning content, as well as the icons and the warning area colours. Changes for other hazards will be more significant, hence careful planning is being done to ensure the changes are implemented effectively and efficiently across all hazards. DFES understands agencies across Australia are implementing elements of the system, e.g. icons, warning level names, action statements, for the particular hazards they manage according to their own suitable timelines."
That written statement from Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem